Hello.
Hello. Hi. Is Frederick Dowell there?
Speaking.
Hi. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. You know your name was chosen at random, and you may stop your participation at any time. So let me ask you. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. My next question is, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Okay, thank you for your answer. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, thank you. And also, may I ask your race?
Black.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and also, may I know your age?
57.
57. Okay, thank you so much, sir. Okay, now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they wanted the President and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you. And use a 10 if it's most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10, okay?
Uh-huh.
So the first issue is fighting inflation and improving the economy.
Ten.
How would you rate that? 10. Thank you.
Yeah.
And next one, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
10.
Thank you so much. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
Thank you. And also the final issue, eliminating food deserts in our communities.
What was that again?
Sure. Eliminating food deserts in our communities.
6.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Okay, and do you believe that health outcomes in general in the African-American community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Worse. Thank you for your answer. And now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for black people?
Worse.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Next question. Which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the African American community? You can select up to 2. So the options are cigarettes, alcohol, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, opioids and fentanyl, marijuana and other cannabis products, vaping, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack. Which one would you select?
I would say cigarettes. Was alcohol one of the choices?
Yes, alcohol is one of the options, yes.
Cigarettes and alcohol.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Okay, and I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes throughout cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the African American community?
Not sure on that. Don't know.
Okay, no worries. But to the best of your knowledge, do you agree or disagree with that? It's not, it's okay.
I just say disagree.
Okay, but do you somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. And now, I would like to ask you, Ray, you're familiar with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with this product. So the first product is e-cigarettes or vapes. Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, thank you. What about oral nicotine pouches?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And what about heat, not burn, tobacco products?
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 10 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults to smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes to which are the most harmful form. What is your problem?